My first story this week is somewhat disturbing, but perhaps not unexpected. It's headed 600 jobs to be axed at the local NHS Trust. 600 jobs will be cut from the budget at local hospitals in a desperate effort to tackle a £100 million budget black hole, prompting fears of a threat to patient safety. The Mid and South Essex NHS Trust, which leads Broomfield, Basildon and Southend hospitals and community services in between, has written to staff saying that all posts must be reviewed and the workforce headcount must be reduced by 600 whole-time equivalent posts. It is understood the 600 jobs are long-term vacancies, but these posts may be covered by agency or bank staff, which the Trust is also aiming to reduce. As a result of the proposed cuts, only vacancies where there is an immediate urgency will be filled, and all new vacancies will be put to a panel to determine if they need to be filled. The Trust has also been placed in mandated intensive support, previously known as special measures, by NHS England as a result of its finances and proposed £100 million deficit for the current financial year. Details of the financial crisis were reported on Mid Essex Talking News in April. If the Trust fails to act, it's been told a recruitment freeze could be put in place, it's understood. Public sector union Unison has raised concerns over the impact on overworked staff and patient care. Sam Older, Unison Eastern Regional Organiser, said, "This vacancy freeze will ring alarm bells for already overworked staff. These 600 posts weren't created for the hell of it. They're there to provide quality healthcare to 1.2 million people across Mid and South Essex. The Trust was already struggling with rising demand. Slashing staff numbers, cancelling bank shifts and long waits to fill vacancies is only going to make this worse. And there's a clear risk that cutbacks will pose a threat to patient safety if staffing levels fall too low. The Mid and South Essex NHS Trust urgently needs the cash to cope with patient numbers and provide the health services that people deserve." Matthew Hopkins, Chief Executive of the Mid and South Essex NHS Trust, said, "Our plans for financial recovery are wide-ranging. As part of that work, we're looking at our staffing models with a view to reducing the overall headcount by 600. The number of posts and roles has grown by 2,000 in recent years, so we need to look closely at roles that have been vacant for some time to see whether they're genuinely needed and represent value for money. At the same time, the Trust is aiming to close hospital beds and deliver more care in the community. It says it will remove beds used to tackle winter demands and is aiming to prevent unnecessary admissions, according to a report. The Trust defines these as patients who need an urgent response but do not need an acute hospital bed." A spokesman said, "We always need more beds over the winter and close them in the summer. This is standard for NHS trusts. There is an overall focus on increasing care in the community, such as the use of unscheduled care coordination hubs, as well as greater use of virtual wards. However, the Trust provided little information about the hubs or virtual wards, including how and where they would operate, or who would staff the community care. I'm sure we'll hear more."